The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the member you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What we want to do tonight, inshallah, some of the verses of the Quran that the Imams, or not Imams, but Imam Hussein in particular, would use to answer people. So that we get this idea of, oh, this was a culture with the Imams, and even with our scholars, till today, that they will inject, whenever they can, and wherever in their speech they can, they will inject verses of the Quran. All right, it's pretty cool. You all know that kid that had memorized the Quran back then, Alamul Huda, right? You've heard of him? That little kid, remember, he was really famous like 20 years ago? No? Well, those of you who are saying no, it's because you're like only 20 years old yourselves. But 20, 25 years ago, there was a little kid, Sayyid Alamul Huda, his name was Muhammad Hussein Alamul Huda, that really, like, he was the talk of that time. Everyone was speaking about this kid who had memorized the Quran completely, Nahj al-Balagha, everything. And his father's a scholar, and he was in Qum. I think the older brothers and sisters remember that kid. Well, he's not no kid anymore. He's like a proper scholar himself now, by the way. We used to teach him English back in Qum, by the way. So, anyway, this kid, when he would speak to him, when he would answer you, right, he would drop verses of the Quran left and right, relevant to the discussion. It was I actually tested him once or twice, and yeah, it had just become part of him. Isn't that beautiful? So the Imams also, you find this whenever they get the chance, they are dropping verses of Quran even in their normal speech, right? So I want to give us a few examples of that with Imam Hussein when he's answering people with Quran, and then I want to move on to some of the verses that Imam Hussein on that journey from Medina to Karbala, he recited as well. What those occasions were, why he used those verses. It just gives validity to whatever you're doing. It gives a nice touch of spirituality to whatever you're doing, especially if it's something great like what Imam Hussein did. So we have here a few verses that I want to share with you in this regard as well. It says that when Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he was leaving Medina, after he sees no choice but to leave the city of Medina because they're going to take his life or apprehend him, as he is leaving, he recites Surah Qasas verse 21, which kind of shows that he is starting his whole trip because he has no choice. There is a fear. So as he's leaving, he recites this verse. It's very famous. And it breaks your heart that he's reciting this while he's leaving the city of his own grandfather. This is where we were honored by Allah, by the people. It says, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ قَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. This small verse says it all. That he recites the verse that has to do with Prophet Musa when he had to leave Misr, his hometown. He had to leave Egypt. Why? Because he was in trouble. Musa got in trouble because of that little scuffle he got in with that enemy of the Bani Israel. Yeah, one of those people of Fir'aun. And he killed him accidentally. And now Fir'aun is in trouble. Musa is in trouble. And so as he's leaving, he has no choice but to leave the city. The Quran says, Musa left the city khaifan, while being fearful. Khaifan, yataraqab. Kind of, if I use layman's terms here, yataraqab means looking over his shoulder, expecting something bad to happen all the time. And as he's leaving, he says, Ya Allah, O Allah, najjini min al-qawm al-zalimeen. Save me from the zalimeen. So this little verse, which is what the Imam starts his journey with, by the way, he starts his journey with Quran, and his journey ends with Quran on the spears. He begins his journey with this, letting the people know, dhulm and oppression is happening. Something that is not supposed to be happening to me. I have no choice. I'm asking Allah to save me to the point that I have fear. I fear for my life. Don't think that I was a troublemaker. I was after this. I was after that. I was after fame. No. I am leaving because I fear for my life. Now later on, the Kufans write him letters and he sees that, okay, there's a good opportunity, all of that. Things developed. But in the beginning, as he's leaving, this is the verse he recites. And then, as he is entering Mecca, the sanctuary of Islam, the sanctuary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he recites the next verse of Surah Qasas. Qasas 22. What does that verse say? فَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنَا So when Prophet Musa left, he went towards the city of Madian. Who was living in Madian? Which Prophet of Allah? Somebody tell me. Huh? Shu'aib. Yes, alayhi salam. So he's going to Madian, Prophet Musa. So the Quran says, when he turned towards Madian and is slowly getting going towards Madian, قَالَ عَسَى رَبِّي أَن يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ That, okay, there's hope that Allah is going to show me what I'm supposed to do. The right path. Sawa as-sabil. Here, when the Holy Imam enters Mecca or is moving towards Mecca, he recites this verse. فَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنْ قَالَ عَصَرَ So some might take this verse to show and use it as proof that Imam Hussein, not from the beginning, wanted to overthrow and all of that. Yes, he was doing the right thing, which is not to give his bay'ah. And doing his amr bil ma'roof through not giving his bay'ah. And as things went forward and unfolded, he said, okay, now's the time to do this, now's the time to do that. Muslim, you go to Kufa, let's see what's going on there. The letters came back, and so on and so forth. Now, there is a whole discussion. If Imam Hussein knew how bad the Kufans are, why'd he go? There is a whole nice talk about that. I don't know when we'll get to that, inshallah, one day. But there are good things to be said here as well, in my opinion. But he uses this verse. He could have just said something else. But you see, the Quran, and using the Quran, they say in Arabic, is awqa' fin nafs. That means it sits in the heart even better. Yes? So the Imam, he's letting the people know, but through the verses of the Quran, what's going on. On the day of Ashura, it says that when the Imam, alayhi salam, when he saw khataba biha, lamma ra'a sufufa ahlil kufa bi karbala. When he looked and he saw these rows of enemies in the plains of Karbala waiting to kill him, he delivered a sermon to them. What did he say? He said, Ni'mar Rabbu Rabbuna, our Lord is such a good Lord. Wa bi'sal ibadu antum, and you are such bad servants of Allah. Aqrartum bi ta'a wa amantum bir rasul. You pronounced your submission. You accepted the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ثم إنكم رجعتم إلى ذريته وعترته تريدون قتلهم. But then you turned around, pursuing the qatl and killing of the progeny of this prophet that you embraced. How bad? How ungrateful can you be? But you see, if you keep saying these things, it's one thing, but you got to top it off with the verse of the Quran. And so he says. He says, لَقَدْ اسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَأَنْسَاكُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ He cites Surah Mujadala, verse 19. He says, you know what? Shaytan has overcome you. Shaytan is sitting in your hearts. فَأَنْسَاكُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ As a result, what happens? When you let Shaytan in to the heart, then you can be sure Allah's not going to be in that heart anymore. اسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ He applies a verse of the Quran to these people, to these monsters. And so maybe through using verses of the Quran, he can get to the parts of these people. Of course, their hearts are stone. فَتَبَّلْ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تُرِيدُونَ He curses what they're after. إِنَّا لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ And so on, he says.
Swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.